their final detailed design meeting. We're going to discuss the look and feel design, user interface design, and we're going to evaluate the product. And the end result of this meeting has to be a decision on the details of the remote control, like obviously the final decision. And then I'm going to have to specify the final design in the final report. So just from last time, to recap, so we're going to have a Snowman-shaped remote control with no LCD display, no need for torque. It's hopefully going to be kinetic power and battery with rubber buttons, maybe backlighting the buttons with some internal LEDs to shine through the casing, hopefully a door dial, and incorporating the slogan somewhere as well. Anything I missed? Okay. So, if you want to present your prototype,
there are a few changes we've made. We're going to look at the expense sheet, and it tends to be quite a lot expensive to have it open up and have lots of buttons and stuff inside.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of this is going to be an LCD screen, just a very, very big one, very small, with access to the menu through the scroll wheel and confirm button. Okay. Apart from that, it's pretty much the same thing we discussed last time.
And there isn't, it doesn't open up to the advanced functions. So the advanced functions are still hidden from you, but they're hidden in the sense that they're not in use.
Where are they?
They're in the LCD panel on the job dial.
Ah, right.
So what kind of thing is going
to
be?
The LCD panel just displays functioning what you're doing. If you're using an advanced function like brightness, contrast, whatever,
okay.
It would just say, you know, it only has four colors. It's very simple as you need, like,
right.
Whereas many, the minimum amount you need that the usual automatically know, like, this is brightness, this is contrast.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
it might even be one a bit more complex LCD panel with
okay.
pictures, like maybe the sun or the symbols of the various.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what is this here?
That's a number pad.
Okay, so the number pad is.
Where are we going to have the slogan? Okay, cool.
You have this space here, and then you have this thing on the side as well, or at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
The slogans are usually quite small, right? They're not like
mm-hmm.
huge, so push. Say a button's about this size, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you would still have space for slogans.
So if this isn't to scale, what kind of dimensions are you thinking about here?
Well, one day the buttons are big enough to push easily with the finger, so we're reckoning. That would be about the same size as the quadrant.
Yeah, so that would be about centimeter for a button. So 1, 2, 3, 4 centimeters, plus maybe half,
mm-hmm.
5, 9, 6, 7, 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
9.
That sounds good.
10 centimeters. That would be good. So 10 centimeters in height, okay.
That'd be good. In fact, a pen is about 10 centimeters usually. So that would be, that sounds like a really good size.
Yeah.
You see it there.
That's great, and it's very bright as well. So,
is it possible, I'm just going to break the idea of colors. Are these the colors that of production? Is this just what we have available?
Well, we're going to have again the sort of the foggy yellow from last time on the piece of
Right.
Okay, so just could you just list all the things that it does?
This button, we've got this red, it's sort of very common. We're going to use it as the power button if you hold it for maybe 2 seconds. I'll send it to the bicycle. Apart from that, it's going to be used as a confirm button for the LCD screen.
Okay.
And you use this as a jump there.
Okay, so it's a
new
color.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we've discussed how high it is, but how wide is it?
Okay.
How high is it?
No, as in the height.
Yeah.
But what about the width?
The depth of the
I don't think the height is about 3.5.
Okay.
Oh, just to get an idea of scale from your
sure.
thing there. Okay. So you can power on and off,
mm-hmm.
what else can you do?
You can skip straight to the channel using these buttons.
Okay.
We're going to have the volume control here. but because we've got the RCD and the dog data, we just thought we'd use that as the volume.
Okay, so we're done for a minute. What else do you do with the dog data?
You can use it for more advanced functions like contrast, colour.
Contrast, brightness?
Yeah.
Anything else?
It's whatever else we want to include as the advanced functions. We don't have to go through and specify it.
Well, as the designers, what are they?
What kind of thing we do?
Okay, things like brightness, contrast.
Uh-huh.
Maybe tuning the channels.
Okay, channels.
What else? The various inputs. So you have VCR, you have which input do you have?
Okay.
Probably color sharpness.
Yeah, color sharpness.
Sharpness.
A lot of these things will have to be free and open for users to define them.
Okay, what about sound settings? Or can you change any of those tools?
Audio. We have like your basic, your bass, your mid range, your high range.
You have the balance.
Yeah, left right balance. Maybe even pre-programmed sound modes. Like,
okay.
The user could determine like a series of sound modes, and what could happen would be when you click on that, and the building that's in.
Okay. Is there anything else at all that can do? Because that's that. Just need to know so I can write it down. Okay. Right. I guess that's it. So we can now have a little look at the Excel sheet and price this thing and see if we need to rethink anything at all. So. For this first part here, power wise, have
the
we got
battery.
Battery. Do you have kinetic as well?
No.
No? Okay. Just battery.
We need.
And that's because of cost constraints, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the electronics here? Advanced chip. Okay, the case, what does it mean by single and double, do you know?
I think single is piece of one double, but with doubles, this sort of thing.
So we want double pair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plastic.
Is there any rubber at all in the buttons?
I think we're going to have to skip the rubber.
Okay. And we want it special colours, don't
yeah.
we? So we want to pop that. Oh, no, wait. How many colours have we got then?
For the case itself, one colour. It's one special colour.
Just one colour, okay.
Because the case unit itself, the rest of it.
Okay. So interface-wise, is it this third option?
Yes.
Have the two of them there.
One and the LC display.
Okay. Then buttons.
And we
have what?
We got
two colours.
We've got push buttons as well.
Like. Oh, it's a push button and integrated storage.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have got one button for this thing because it's one base sheet of rubber.
Uh-huh.
Not sure if the button counts.
Okay.
Okay, let's just be safe and put, like, say, four buttons for that one.
Okay.
Okay. And maybe a special color for the buttons. So maybe four again.
Four? So, well, why are we arriving at the number four? Where does the number four come from?
Because that's one button, but it's the complexity of 12 buttons.
Okay. Right. So we're
just estimating
four.
That, yeah, it'll be less.
Okay. At these, are we wanting them in?
No.
No? Is everything going to be plastic? Okay. So we're quite far over. Something's going to have to go. We're at 16.8. And
how are we going to achieve this high-end product?
Well, something has to go to the tune of 2.3 euro. So let me see, what are we?
2.3? 4.3.
Oh, yes, sorry, 4.3. That's as
well. Well, we could take it once by making it single curved just for a little bit.
And then
how much would that save us?
How much would that save us?
They're only saving one.
One.
The other thing could be that you could take away the LCD panel and the advanced chip together. Because when you do something on the TV, the TV responds and reacts as well. So the user could be looking at the TV and pushing this thing, so we may not need to
So when we scroll, we need to somewhere that get the TV to respond,
okay,
which
so
I think is a technically doable thing, so.
So what's our reviewed suggestion? Take away the LC display.
Yep. And the advanced chip goes away as well?
To be replaced with a
regular chip.
Regular chip. Okay.
So what that means is that.
And so we've got 0.3 to get rid of. And we ha- where are the four push buttons are where exactly now?
The 12 buttons that you see there.
12 buttons?
Yes, I mean, one piece of rubber, but it's going to have 12 buttons.
Functionally, you're going to have to intercept. So 4 is a good estimate for.
Do you think?
Yeah. So you can't actually cut. It's like 3 times the number of
like
buttons. 4, 8, 12.
Is that one big button or is it 12 buttons? How
yeah.
can it be something in between?
It needs to be more than one big button because. You open up your phone underneath, there's actually
mm-hmm.
one button underneath, it's just a panel itself with a single panel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we have 0.3 to get rid of somewhere.
Just
mm-hmm.
report that it has to be over budget. Or the colors,
no
you can take away colors for the buttons.
Yeah, we could just go with
normal color buttons.
Well, do you want color differentiation here?
No, that's not the button with
oh,
the
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. The buttons only refer to the pads. So.
Right. So
take that off.
Aww.
It's back to the original. So then these just become normal clock buttons.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be some weird cutting across.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, that's a shame. Right. So take away that completely. Aww. And now we're under budget. So we do have 0.5 euro to play with if we
mm-hmm.
like it.
So how about with embossing the logo? Isn't that going to cost us some money?
Doesn't say so.
I can offer you coming to a special form for buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. One. Does that mean that one button has a special form or?
I think maybe there's just one button.
Yeah. Okay. Well there we go. So I'm just going to redraw this now. So we're not going to have the LCD anymore. We're just going to have an on the TV, it'll show you what you're doing, which I think is fair enough. And so this is going to be one big thing here.
Was the goal in your prototype design, would it be as low profile as possible?
What do you mean by profile?
Sort of flat as possible.
Yeah. The aim is to have everything quite deep, sort of.
Yeah.
Deep enough to be comfy to hold in hand
yeah,
while it's being more than flat.
Sure.
We didn't have enough plate to make it.
Yeah, all right. Okay, just
so there's one more dimension to the thing which we need to add, and you might want to add in your width and height.
Right, okay. So just to, well, to be thorough then, width-wise we're looking at about, what, 3 centimetres or something?
Yeah.
Okay. And then so height-wise, how tall do you envisage it to be? About that
height?
About 2 centimetres, okay.
2's not very high at all then.
This is about 2. Slightly more than 2.
Yeah.
About
that.
Okay.
Maybe closer
okay.
to 3.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll say 2.5. Okay. So we have it within cost anyway. So yeah, project evaluation is this point. Right. Okay, so can we close that? This is what it's the final step is going to be. So I'm just going to have to. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
It's probably just. I don't know if it's worth getting into. But just in that we want this to be stylish, should we think a little bit more out of the box in terms of a button grid? Because I've seen there's lots of devices out there that instead of taking your standard 9 square grid and they have it sort of stylized or in a different concept.
I think that's something that's very hard to catch.
Yeah.
So you restrict the number of people who want to try something.
Sure, okay.
The look and the color is something which is cool.
Yeah.
But I think there's also that factor of if it's too unfamiliar.
Okay.
And
sure.
Because when you
what
put
about
it on
button
the shelf,
shape, square buttons.
Yeah, button shape might be a good idea to change
okay.
rather than positioning, because I think positioning is
sure.
more kind of ingrained into the telephone kind of.
Okay. Right. So So at this point, we discuss satisfy your with if these 4 points with the room for creativity in the project and leadership and teamwork and stuff like that.
Do you want me to do my design evaluation last?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what that was.
First.
Yeah.
Evaluation.
Yeah, give that first. I wasn't entirely sure what you were supposed to be doing that, but
sure.
You go for it.
All right. So the way this works, I'm gonna need to plug in PowerPoint.
Okay.
I'll try and do it as quick as possible.
Okay.
This is, let's go for your head. That's okay.
I don't think you need power. So
is that?
It's okay.
You don't need PowerPoint?
No, the power cord itself.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So
what this is a serve for us to use kind of like a, the ideas that I've set up. I've reviewed all of the points of discussion from the beginning and used that as a criteria of evaluation for the current design or plan, and so we can review that. I think it's going to end up being sort of elementary, because so we're not going to probably use it to change anything, but doesn't seem like it's going, does it?
Mm.
Yeah, okay, great. And I'm going to write up our results on the board, so this will be a way for us to go through and decide if we're sort of review where we're standing. Okay. So sort of bring together two things, sort of design goals and also the market research that we had. When we rate this, one is high in succeeding or fitting to our original aim, and seven is low. Okay. So these are the, and we've been asked to collectively rate this, so we can just try and just work on a consensus system. So we just come to an agreement.
Okay.
So the first one, the stylish look and feel.
I rate that pretty highly.
Well, yeah, I mean, compared to most remote controls you see, that's pretty good. I don't know, like a six or something.
Yeah, my only reservation with it was that we basically went with yellow because it's the company's color.
Mm.
And I don't know if yellow is going to really be a hit.
Mm.
But.
Okay.
You should five then.
What do you guys think?
I would say five and six.
Okay.
David?
Yeah,
I'm fine with
that.
Okay, let's go five then.
Okay.
Oh,
yes, seven. Then I would say two
three.
To three.
Okay.
Wait, what's the scale? One to seven.
One
is
high. Yeah, one is high.
Okay, yeah, two, three.
Okay.
Okay.
Control high tech innovation.
Well,
we had
some job done, but
yeah. So we had to remove a few of our features we wanted, but job done.
I'd say it's
more
three or four.
Medium, but going towards a little bit higher than medium
okay.
kind of thing.
Three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Style reflects fruit inspired color design. Shouldn't have said color, but just.
Okay, the blue colors and don't actually represent the color, except
yeah.
for the red button. They exist for one of them.
But the yellow, I mean, it could be
yeah,
a
could be,
yellow.
Yeah,
yeah the yellow is more representative of the color, but the button itself, the blue, can be anything else.
Okay, so one or two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Design is simple to use, simple in features.
Yeah, it's really basic looking, isn't it? I like it that nearly a one.
You guys think?
Yeah, one.
Yep. Yeah, one.
That's right.
Soft and spongy, we achieved that. We've used mostly plastic in the end, so it's going to be quite a bit of a compromise for price.
Five?
That's really new. Well,
I like to use plastic.
Okay.
Could we have used an entirely rubber frame to it? Is that an option?
Yeah, but
it costs more than plastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Logo, we've got it in there, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't have that on the side,
I think. And it's within budget, yeah. It is, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can say then out of possible or yeah.
Out of 49, maybe.
Yeah, out of 49 with zero being highest. Yeah, right, 10, 2, 7, 8, 10, 15.5.
Which is good.
Pretty good. Turns out to something like about approximately 72% efficacy of our original goal. Right? I think, because if you turn that into 100, it would be about
twice that.
So
31.
And then invert that.
So yeah, well, yeah, 69, 70%.
Oh, right, that's 70.
Pretty good.
Okay, good. That was just a little formality for us to go through.
Okay.
£100 pen.
Right.
Nobody saw it, honestly.
Cameras did.
Is that your finished?
Yeah, that's me. I did have one other frame. I thought, I mean, not knowing how we would deal with this information, I thought, okay. In theory, this kind of process would be about refining our design, revisiting our original goals. It's not something I need to push through, but I thought, should we be thinking more about the dimensions, sort of like more three-dimensional shapes as well, as opposed to just that flat. Could our design involve a series of colors, so that it's more of like a line, where we had like sort of the, I don't know, like the harvest line or the vibrant, I don't know, whatever, just some theme, and then we have different tones, lime, green, lemon.
Okay.
It's just discussion. I mean, obviously, we can just abandon this. It's fine. Just thinking about what we originally set out to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Are you submitting the evaluation criteria, or am I? I don't know what your instructions have been.
I think they've recorded, and I haven't been asked to submit it yet.
Okay. I was wondering if I need to actually get in the minutes because the case is very bad.
I know.
Okay, good. Right. Well, next up then, because we've done finance, is the project evaluation.
Yeah, and I'm listening, I'm just trying to incorporate the logo into the
okay.
So I'm playing with the Play-Doh as well. Just in case you're wondering.
So you're still playing with the Play-Doh?
Well, do you want to just individually say what you think about these 4 points and not these 4 points, my 4 points? So,
those printer cables that just have the two little butterfly clips.
It's
really quick.
Right, okay. Yeah, here we are. As I know, we'll do this alphabetically. Should we start?
Sure. So what is it you're asking of me now?
I don't know. It's your opinion on those four points, really, and how we...
Or sort of our work on
them.
Setting this up.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just go through your system. The room is very institutional, but the main thing is, I think, our use of this space is more just to report on things as opposed to be creative and constructive. And it would probably help to have sort of a cumulative effect of, if we have ideas and we come back and then the ideas are still in discussion. You know, as in other words, this room is sort of the center point of creativity. Whereas in reality, as we've gone through this, it's not really the center point of creativity. It's more just a
Well, do you feel though that you were able to have quite a lot of creative input into the
Yeah, but that's just the thing is the question in terms of the first point there, the room, it feels as though the creativity goes on, we lead and then we come here and then we kind of put out our ideas and then
But I don't think it means the room as in this room. I think it means like, you know.
Oh right, oh right, okay.
Yeah.
Alright, I just looked up and saw, okay, what digital pen is the room?
Oh yeah.
No, of course, yeah.
Well, I don't know, I think it means strategically
Yeah.
you're able to give creative input, so.
Yeah, different answering that question in those terms, I'd say that actually there's sort of a tease of creativity because we're asked to work through this, but actually the guidelines are fairly contrived in terms of okay, fashion trends, say fruit and vegetable color scheme, but then we're told to use the company colors. So what do we do? We're told, okay, think in terms of style and look and feel and technology, but build something for £12.5.
Okay.
So actually the creativity is more of like a sort of a formality than
you like caged within
Yeah,
whatever
well,
constraints. It's like a balloon in a cage. It can
yeah.
only go so big, not hit the side.
Actually, let's take each point and everybody discuss it, I think.
Mm.
Yeah. So, still on the topic of room for creativity. Next up is Chris.
I agree with the points. It's quite a lot of fun to go through and then just sort of at the end and go, right, got everything out because we don't have enough money.
Yeah.
I think another point is that the meetings are more brainstorming sessions than meetings, so time is also a very strong factor in structure. Because for a brainstorming meeting, you want a structure that allows ideas to get tossed, to be evaluated, and to be reviewed, and to get feedback and come back. And I guess that point about the room not being very friendly to that, I think that's a very big thing. And I think the fact that we're wearing these things restricts.
Sure.
I feel it because I wear my glasses, right? And that, but that irritates me, right? It does actually, you know, affect how whether you feel comfortable to communicate. I feel like I'm hiding behind the equipment rather than the equipment is helping me. And
right.
So you think a more relaxed atmosphere would be more kind of conducive?
Not so much
to
an atmosphere. The atmosphere is very relaxed, but
the
gear, you know, it creates boundaries to that, and the time given also restricts.
Very good. What about leadership? I don't know if that means like if I need a good job or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, my sense on that is sort of what kind of guidance and direction and encouragement.
From like your personal coach person and stuff like that. So
yeah, from in you as well. I think sort of acting team leader.
Okay.
I think it's good. I mean, my personal views on leadership is that effective leadership sort of gives people a certain room for freedom and delegation, but then come back to something that they take great ownership and innovative thought with. In reality, I think here the different elements of leadership, such as the original briefing and then the personal coach and then you know having you with the meeting agenda is actually quite a confining framework to work within. And so it is leadership, also to the point of sort of disempowering the team member.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
But it's not bad leadership. It's just sort of fairly strong. You know, it turns the individual into more of like a sort of a predetermined mechanism as opposed to.
So
then
maybe
a
little too controlling, or.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I think controlling is not the right word. The interaction is very structured. I think structure is probably what you're saying, that each individual is structured to one particular task.
Mm-hmm.
And one rather than controlling, I don't mean a sense of control, because what decisions have been made in terms of a consensus, right? We go around and we think about it. But that, you know, process actually says you have to do it in a certain way.
Okay.
It doesn't tell you, you know, sometimes you might want to be a bit more creative in terms of the process.
Yeah.
Not the
okay. What about teamwork?
Did you want to comment?
That was a bit hard because we could only discuss things in the meeting.
Yeah.
If we could just go up to somebody outside the meeting and have a quick talk, then it would have been a lot easier.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you tried to use the common share folder to communicate, but it just comes back to us so slow in the email.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a messenger.
Did you guys get the email I sent you?
Yeah.
I was
Got
going
the
to touch on that. Okay. So in to summarise the teamwork issue, saying if we could communicate outside the meeting, you know, just like quick questions, quick thoughts, whatever,
yeah.
it probably would be.
Yeah.
I think the tools that they were given, the tool set that were given to us are fancy, but they don't support collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the word. They don't support the
mm-hmm.
team
yeah.
working
yeah.
together.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
if you.
They're still great individual tools.
Yeah, I mean, sort of taking upon that idea, the way I see this is that it's the structure in which we've approached this whole task is quite contrary to the principle of teamwork, because the tasks were divided, and then the work went on in isolation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you guys did while you were together. Maybe that was a bit different, but but actually, if you imagine the entirely completely same task given to us, but us said, okay, first thing we have to do is come up with a design concept, and we sit here together and do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what teamwork is. To say, okay, go off and don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
It's actually sort of predisposes you to quite the contrary of teamwork.
Okay.
Not that we haven't done, I think, the best we could have done.
Okay.
I'm not dissatisfied with it.
Right. Anyone else say on teamwork at all?
No,
I agree. Okay. What about the, you know, how we use the whiteboards, the pens, the projector, stuff like that? Did
mm-hmm.
anybody think anything was like really useful and they were pretty young?
I think the whiteboard for me is the kind of thing I would use all the time, but it's not quite as useful as to us as it could have been, maybe just in the way that we use it, in the sense that once we have an idea out there, or while work was going on in between meetings, that could have been up on a board,
mm-hmm.
You know, as opposed to in text. And then we could then keep our ideas sort of building on that. I know that people who design cars and, you know, in aviation, they quite often just have a simple like fiberglass prototype, and it's completely, you know, abstract from
mm-hmm.
the final product, but they use it as a kind of a context to sort
yeah.
of walk around and puzzle
and
point and discuss.
Yeah.
And in a way, everybody's, as we discuss things in theoretically and out of our notebooks, we're actually just each of us discussing something that's in each of our minds. It wasn't until we had
yeah.
this here, you know, like at one point I peeked across and looked at Craig's paper, and I'm like, now I know what he's thinking because I saw his book. But the whiteboard could have actually been this kind of continuing.
So do you think producing a prototype earlier in the process would have been a good idea?
It could be.
I think the focus of it a lot was the PowerPoint as opposed
yeah.
to the whiteboard, and I think that
yeah.
is also the
yeah.
hindrance and things. I think it would be cooler to have the whiteboard rather
mm-hmm.
than the PowerPoint, or
yeah.
maybe the whiteboard and the PowerPoint in the same place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the PowerPoint was provided to us while we had time to prepare. Whereas I can imagine if I'd been encouraged to use paintbrush, for example,
mm-hmm.
or whatever, I would have actually used it. You know, just because that's sort of how we were set up to use when we had our time.
Okay.
I think there were too many PowerPoints in the meetings.
Yes.
The plugin
yeah.
and the plugin spent a lot of time doing that. And a
yeah.
lot of information on the PowerPoints, I don't think. You know, you needed to
no.
actually, it could have, we
right.
could have gone through it very quickly, especially
yeah.
my size, I felt that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I suppose that would present that.
What about the digital pens? Did you find them easy enough to use?
Sure.
Yep, clunky. Agreed.
Clunky. Okay.
Having to take it before you go off was a bit hindering as well, because
yeah.
you're halfway through a thought and then you run out of paper and then have to jump.
And I think at the very start of today, I like wrote a whole load of stuff, didn't click note on one, then went back and wrote one tiny thing on the another page, but then did click note.
Mm.
And so I'm quite worried that I've just written over the top of it or something, but that's my paper anyway. And I haven't gone
But I think the pen is very intuitive. Everybody knows how to use it. You don't have to worry. So
yeah.
I think pen's good. Best thing.
On the topic of the technology, it just occurred to me that we actually didn't need to move our computers because each computer has all of the files.
Yeah.
It just occurred to me that
we only needed one computer.
We only actually needed one computer.
Yeah.
If there had been a fifth, it could have just been sitting there ready to go.
And the computer may not be conducive to a meeting because you tend to look at your computer and wanna have the urge to check something.
Yeah.
It's useful, but
do you think the computers just provide distraction really?
I think too many computers are just distracting.
And I like to have things written down in front of me actually. Like a lot of the stuff that was emailed to me, I ended up being like writing down there or something so I could look at it really quickly and not have the distraction of all of that. And what else? What else? I'm not really sure what they're looking for in the same new ideas bind. I don't know, if you can think about anything else that would have been helpful today.
Well, the main one for me is that the process in a natural context would not have been interrupted by this necessity to discommunicate ourselves from each other. So
yeah,
that's kind of a new idea for me, is like just sort of that idea of, well, you know, it's kind of hard to keep working forward on a team-based project when you're told you must now work away from each other.
I think it's quite good that we had time limits on the meetings, because they really could have run on, and like my experience of meetings is that they really do.
Yeah.
We can spend a lot of time talking about.
Yeah.
The only thing is though, like when we had our meeting about the conceptual design, I thought there maybe another 15 minutes would have been useful there, but I think maybe if we like all be working in one room and they just said, you know, like every hour or something, everybody make sure you know, just have a short meeting and then just to have like something written down, just like, you know, a milestone if you like, rather than having meetings, but there you go. So in closing, I haven't got my 5 minutes to go. Oh, there it is. 5 minutes to go. Wonderful. Okay, are the costs in the budget? Yes, they are. And is the project evaluated? Yes, it is. It's a nice salary.
So,
well, apparently now I like to travel. What do you
want
to do?
I don't know.
That would be lovely.
Is it ninja home?
What did you call it?
See, it looks like Homer Simpson.
Is that just the logo, or is it doing
things? Yeah, it's just the logo.
Just the logo, and then like
ninja
Homer. Right, okay.
The red is supposed to represent the whatever else you want to print on the side.
Fashion, technology, or something.
You can wear Homer. You can throw Homer when you're frustrated.
Duh.
I'm slightly gutted that we couldn't get plastic underwear. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Maybe for now, a real reaction should get us more money.
Oh, I did learn something. Play-Doh is useful. No, it is. It is useful in conceptualizing, in being creative.
Really?
It's like you get something you can put your hands on and feel and touch.
Yeah.
You get a sense where, like, we were playing the Play-Doh and the ideas came with the Play-Doh.
Did they?
Rather than with everything else. You might want to write that.
Yeah.
It's just,
okay.
I'm just feeling the Play-Doh.
No, it's true.
It's probably the Play-Doh smells.
Yeah, it smells funny, doesn't it?
The cool Play-Doh is actually good. I don't know why.
It's just wheat. It's the stuff that your mom could make with preservatives.
What are your summarizing words about Play-Doh?
It's helpful for the creative process. It engages all your senses, not just your sight, but your sense of feel, your sense of touch, and it helps you to understand dimension as well. I think that's very helpful because it starts to pop up, whereas on a piece of paper, on a computer, on a board, the 3D graphic thing, it still requires a lot of tangible. That's a nice word.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes tangible.
Do
we retreat to our, to continue our?
Probably do it here at
Well, I'm sure that that thing will pop up in a minute now.
Can you turn off the microphones?
Yeah, meeting's over then, yeah, I guess so.
And my microphone has no signal.
Oh.
Which would explain why. Might be because the console and Sennheiser's tend to die off.
I think the time has to run out for us to get any more instructions.
Yeah, it'll look close up here. Is it dark?
It's really cool, I can see the talk, I can see my own voice.
Was that supposed to be experiment?
Sorry?
Was that supposed to be experiment?
Well, I don't know, I know that I have to, I've got like 10 minutes to write this report thingy, or basically just say.
You probably have to do that email thing again, and respond.
This final report thing, I saved it, like what I'd done, and then when I came back to it, it said it was read only, and it said that I've got an embarrassing solution. Do you know what I mean? I don't know what that's about, though. At what point did we decide that we didn't want voice recognition? I don't think I ever actually documented that.
It sounds like still on.
Yeah.
There must be an additional microphone here.
Okay, finish meeting now. Okay. So probably gonna get instructions in a little minute.
Must be additional microphones.
This is a new button.
I don't know how I'm supposed to. I mean, like, we have this prototype here, and I can't draw it in Word or anything, but I'm supposed to. It says you must specify final design, final report. It's because I have this to refer to, so I was describing
it. See prototype, see menu.
So intrigued by the knowledge that there is still.
I don't want to wait another mic somewhere.
There's another camera.
Yeah.
There's another camera watching.
Can you imagine how long it takes to interpret all this data?
I know.
Gosh. Can't even imagine where you begin.
It's so boring as well.
This mic's going to have to sit there and convert it into the right format and fit it into the automated interpreter. And that just. Sit there and wait for it to get done.
Sure, after a while, it will not be doing the same thing.
No, you have to sit there and wait for it to get done, and then you have to go through it. You have to randomly check that all the video got captured, all the audio got captured, and it's synced. So you have to sit there.
But for someone to be able to analyze data